You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Rakesh. It's time for the market closing podcast on this last trading day of the week, May the 4th. Unfortunately, though, it appears that the bullish force was not strong with this one. We'll find out all of that and then some stocks and news, some earnings reports and whatever else happened in the rest of the world. All of that coming up on the market closing podcast right here on Money Control.
The market closing podcast, a Money Control exclusive.
We head straight to Dalal Street. Benchmark indices closed lower for the second consecutive session on Friday after hitting a three-month high, weighed, of course, by Asian cues. ITC, Reliance Industries, Infosys and select banking and financial stocks pulled the market further lower. The 30-share BSE Sensex on Dalal Street was down 187.76 points to close at 34,915, dropping below the 35,000 mark, and the broader 50-share NSE Nifty fell 61.4 points to close at 10,618. For the first trading week of May, the Sensex as a whole lost 0.2% and the Nifty shed as much as 0.7%. Most of the sectors ended in the red, except for Nifty Bank. Nifty Auto, FMCG, Metal and Pharma were prominent losers among sectoral indices, falling more than 1%. The hardest hit today was Nifty Pharma. HDFC Bank, with a gain of over 1%, and ICICI Bank, which was up 0.3%, helped Nifty Bank to close in the green, which appeared like it was a solitary island. No man is an island, said someone, but Nifty Bank today said, here I am, the only green island. The broader markets outperformed frontliners, with the BSE Mid-Cap Index falling 35 points and the BSE Small-Cap Index declining as much as 25 points. The market breadth was in favor of declines, and about 3 shares declined for every 2 shares rising on the BSE. Time to play gainers and losers. Among the biggest losers today were Sun Pharma, down 3.4%, Bajaj Auto, down 2.91%, ITC, down as much as 2.75%, were among the most prominent losers today. That list also included Axis Bank, Yes Bank, and Eicher Motors. Within the same pack of stocks, that is Nifty 50, we also had gainers like Adani Ports, which was up 2.8%, Tech Mahindra, up 1.5%, and GAIL, up 2%. In some aftermarket hours news, capital market regulator SEBI has allowed exchanges to extend trading hours in derivatives segment between 9 a.m. and 11:55 p.m. with effect from the 1st of October 2018. Moving on to part number two of the podcast, as usual, we'll look at some stocks and news. We are, of course, bang in the middle of mango season and earnings season. We start with mid-sized IT services firm Hexaware Technologies. The share price fell more than 13%, despite the fact that it posted a 17.9% rise in consolidated net profit at about 134.3 crores for the quarter that ended March 31st, 2018. Bank of Maharashtra share price rallied as much as 7% after it reduced its March quarter loss sharply to 113.51 crores on sequential as well as a year-on-year basis. So good day for Bank of Maharashtra. Close on the heels of Maharashtra Divas, as it happens. NIIT Technologies has reported a 17.8% growth in March quarter profit after tax at 97.3 crores compared to 82.6 crores in the previous quarter. The stock closed 2.7% higher. Godrej Properties has reported more than twofold increase in March quarter profit at 141.5 crores year-on-year, driven by other income and higher revenue. The stock closed 2.6% higher at 806.05 rupees. Speaking of Godrej Properties, we have been doing a series on the business of families, and we recently looked at the family that is the Godrejes, so I will take this opportunity, as tenuous as any, to urge that you go and listen to that podcast. Bharti Airtel share price rallied nearly 2% in morning after a media report indicated that the company is planning to raise funds through stake dilution in Africa operations. That's something we'll be concentrating on, a deep dive that is coming your way soon, so stay tuned to moneycontrol.com. HCC Limited shares bounced back and gained over 5% to close at 18.45 rupees after the company reported a 5% drop in its net profit to 20 crore rupees in the March quarter. And finally, Ambuja Cements Limited, part of the global conglomerate Lafarge Holcim Limited, posted a 10.2% rise in its first quarter profit, underpinned by higher cement sales volumes. The stock closed 1.4% lower at 236.95 rupees. And finally, a look at the markets across the world. Asian markets ended in the red as investors monitored trade talks between the US and China. Hong Kong's Hang Seng and South Korea's Kospi were down 1% each, while mainland China's Shanghai Composite declined 0.3% and Australia's ASX 200 fell 0.6%. These talks between the US and China are going to determine what the outcome of the tit-for-tat tariffs that American President Donald Trump and China's Xi Jinping had sort of imposed upon each other. Speaking of Donald Trump, somebody needs to remind him that today is World Anti-Bullying Day. I mean, Melania Trump, who handles anti-bullying in the White House. Moving on, European stocks are traded higher amid US-China trade talks and ahead of key economic data. Britain's FTSE and Germany's DAX were up 0.5% at the time of me talking to you about this. Well, that's all the events that transpired on Dalal Street and the rest of the world. We are, of course, in the middle of earnings season, something which will continue on the 7th of May when we come back to talk to you about all of the developments in the market. 7th of May also happens to be the birthday of some greats such as Rabindranath Tagore, Brahms and Tchaikovsky. Hoping that it will be music to the ears of people who are following the markets that day. This is me, Rakesh, on behalf of everyone here at Money Control, saying thank you for joining us and hope you have a fantastic weekend. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.